A wonderful feast we have today to honor Mary, the mother of Jesus, and our mother. You know, this feast was declared a doctrine of the... It was always a truth, but declared a proclamation of the Pope in December the 8th, 1854. Mary was conceived immaculate. She who was given birth to Redeemer. And the gospel we have just read explains in the simple words the plan of God and how Mary figures into this plan of God. You know, the Immaculate Conception, this dogma of faith declared, was always held in the church as a truth. And our own country has been dedicated to Mary, the Immaculate Conception. Immaculate Conception, it's the seventh biggest church in the world, is in Washington, the shrine, the Immaculate Conception. They started working on that church in 1920, and maybe finished it up to 1959. And it's so nice that it's the highest building in Washington. So no other buildings are built as high, always lower. That's good, isn't it? At least our Blessed Mother's there. They can do what they want politically, but that building is there to declare, we Catholics believe in Mary, the Mother of Jesus. She is our mother. You know, Lincoln once said that everything I am, I owe to my dearest mother. Well, I'm sure Jesus should be able to say that too, huh? At least the physical human side of Jesus. You know, Jesus, God and man. But Mary looked after him as a mother all the way through until he decided to, the last 3 years, God was calling him to proclaim the kingdom of God. And such a wonderful man was his mother, as known as Mary, the son of Mary, that once someone said in the crowd, "Blessed is the mother." She said, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast that nursed you." And Jesus said, "Well, rather blessed are they who keep the word of God in their hearts and practice it." Yes, Caesar, as a great poet, is the only one that we can recognize as great, our tainted nature's solitary boast. You know, this morning I was reading the Office of the Divine Praises, and I came across the sermon of Saint Anselm, Bishop, on Mary. And certainly he can do better than my words. So I will read them. And I just hope that my phone still works, you know. And I don't get any other calls in it because I don't know how to stop it. "Blessed Lady, sky and stars, earth and rivers, day and night, everything that is subject to the power of use of man, rejoice that through you they are in the same sense restored to the best beauty and are endowed with the inexpressible new grace. All creatures were dead, as it were, useless for men and for the praise of God who made them. The world, contrary to its true destiny, was corrupted and tainted by acts of men who served idols. Now all creation has been restored to life and rejoices that it is controlled and given splendor by men who believe in God. The universe rejoices with new and undefiable loveliness. Not only does it feel the unseen presence of God Himself, its creator, it sees Him openly working and making it holy. These great blessings sprang from the blessed fruit of Mary's womb. Through the fullness of grace was given you. Dead things rejoice in their freedom, and those in heaven are glad to be made new. Through the Son, who was the glorious fruit of your virgin's womb, just souls who died before life-giving death rejoice now. They are freed from captivity, and angels are glad at the restoration of their shadowed domain. Lady, full of grace, overflowing with grace, all creation receives new life from you, from your abundance. Blessed are you among all creatures. Through your blessing, all creation is blessed, not only creation from its creator, but from the creator himself has been blessed by creation. To Mary, God gave his only begotten Son, whom he loved as himself. Through Mary, God made him a son, not different, but the same, by nature, Son of God and Son of Mary. The whole universe was created by God, and God was born of Mary. Mary, God created all things, and Mary gave birth to God. The God who made all things gave himself, therefore, through Mary, and thus he made his own creation. He who could create all things from nothing would not remake the renewed creation without Mary. God, then, is the father of the created world, and Mary the mother of the recreated world. God is the father by whom all things were given life, and Mary through whom all things were made and given new life by God. For God begot the Son, through whom all things were made, and Mary gave birth to him as the Savior of the world. Without God's Son, nothing would exist. Without Mary's Son, nothing could be redeemed. Truly, the Lord is with you, to whom the Lord granted that all nature should owe as much as you yourself. So beautiful words of a sermon of St. Anselm. We can't add many more words. What can we say when it's a mother's birthday? All we children do is tell her, Mom, I love you. Happy birthday. The mother doesn't look upon the gift that's given, maybe as children, maybe a little flower. It was just something. We gave what we had, what we were, what we felt. And a mother, always a mother, says, that's the best gift you could give me. And she's the one that reaches down and kisses us, embraces us. We want to do the same to her. So we are fortunate, my dear people of God, very, very fortunate, blessed by God, because we have been given this mother. She is our intercessor. She was given to us, don't forget that, at the foot of the cross, where our redemption took place. Mother, behold your son. And certainly Mary remembers that. Yet he told us too, son, behold your mother. That's why we turn to her every day in our life. We need her always, now and at the hour of our death. So we glory in being able to say, Mary, you are our mother. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, we come unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you we come. Before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer us. Amen.